With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Terrible Gamers. I'm your host Colin here with Ashton.
Hey guys.
Alright, we got a whole new slate for this week, so we'll go ahead and get into it. Xbox Avatar being shut down, and they are offering refunds.
Yep, the Xbox Avatar editor, first introduced during the Xbox One era, will shut down on January 9th, 2025. Microsoft has announced, however, Xbox 360 avatars will still stick around. Microsoft announced the news via a support page stating players will no longer be able to use or access the Xbox Avatar editor come the beginning of next year. Those who made any purchases for their avatar in the last year since November 1st, 2023 will automatically be refunded for those purchases. Those who use their avatar for their Xbox Gamer Pick will continue to be able to do so, but will be unable to update it via the Xbox Avatar editor come January 9th. As for the reason behind the shutdown, Microsoft said it is due to low engagement and the company's shift in focus to delivering other player experiences. Let's see if I need to read this. It just goes on to say the Xbox 360 avatars will still be accessible, and they were first introduced in 2008 for the Xbox 360. But, yeah, I haven't touched my Xbox avatar since the 360. So I know maybe like 20 people have ever used it on the Xbox One.
Yeah. I mean, I transferred mine over from Xbox 360 to Xbox One. So it's the same dude. It's just, obviously, I haven't messed with it since. I completely forgot it was a feature until this news came out, which for the longest time, I mean, I thought it was the coolest thing. Like whenever I got my 360, especially being a Nintendo kid, you know, a Nintendo kid growing up,
yeah,
you know, Nintendo didn't really do anything that fancy. PlayStation didn't do anything that fancy. So the 360 was my first Xbox because I didn't have the original, and which, I mean, granted, it would have been on the original anyways. It was on the 360, but still, it's just like, oh, okay, that's weird, but yeah. Surprised they're not doing an overall refund, because just the past year seems like still kind of slap in the face to people who purchased it. But at the same time, it could be like us and, you know, ain't touched it in 12 years.
Yeah.
Well, 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I used it all the time on the 360, updated my guy quite a bit, but since the Xbox One, I might have looked at it one time, the avatar editor, but I didn't edit my guy at all. Like, I just left it the way it was on 360, then just forgot it was even a feature on the Xbox One after that.
Yeah. My guy, I mean, I updated my guy once on the 360. I've never updated him again because I had a football jersey on him and I had a cowboy hat on him.
Yeah.
with, I think, ironically enough, Capri's, just because it, just the design of it. Because they didn't have like actual pants on without paying for it. So I think Capri's was like the set that I could get for free.
Yeah, I'd never paid for anything for it. I don't know why you would, really, but you do you.
Some people did, if they're offering refunds.
Yeah, like I said, all 20 people that use it on the Xbox One. Within the past year, at least.
Still kind of sucks to see an end of an era like that, but at the same time, if it was a forgettable one, too.
Yeah, it said low management, so nobody's really using it.
Yeah.
Which we already knew because you haven't heard about it forever.
Until they were like, oh yeah, this is getting discontinued. Now I bet there's a lot of people going on there and trying to
complain. Well, people are going to complain because, oh, you know, why are they shutting this down? You know, nostalgia, when those same people haven't used it in 12 years.
Yeah. I'll give them 10 years because it's been almost 10 years since the release of the Xbox One.
It released in what, 2013?
Oh, wait, no, 11 years, almost 11 years. I was thinking it was 2014, but no, you're right, it was 2013. So we're coming up on 11 years of no one using it, basically.
Yeah.
All right, well, on to the next one. Offspring is releasing 8-bit music.
Yeah. The Offspring, the iconic punk rock band known for their energetic anthems and rebellious spirit, have released music videos for their tracks Let the Bad Times Roll and We Never Have Sex Anymore. These videos released separately after a stark contrast in visual style, showcasing the band's versatility and playful approach to their creative output. And it goes on to say, the video for Let the Bad Times Roll plunges viewers into a vibrant, pixelated world reminiscent of classic 8-bit video games. The animation style is undeniably retro, featuring blocky characters and a limited color palette. The band members are depicted in their 8-bit forms, navigating a fantastical landscape filled with quirky obstacles and enemies. The animation is surprisingly fluid, maintaining a consistent pace that complements the song's driving energy. The video's narrative, while simple, adds a layer of entertainment following the band's progress through various game-like challenges. This approach cleverly aligns the visual aesthetic with the song's raw, energetic sound, creating a cohesive and entertaining experience. Goes on to say, a nod to nostalgia. The choice of an 8-bit aesthetic is a bold one, instantly invoking a sense of nostalgia for gamers of a certain generation. It's a smart move, tapping into a powerful reservoir of positive memories associated with classic video game culture. The retro style adds a layer of ironic humor to the video, contrasting the band's mature image with a youthful, playful aesthetic. So, it's different. And that's something that you would expect from Offspring.
Yeah. Especially since their, well, I'm not going to say their core audience, because their initial audience was the kids that was playing the 8-bit games back in the day whenever they were turning into adults.
Right.
Because they were roughly around the same age and then, you know, started releasing music when they were younger. Which I remember them when we was younger, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I got to do this because I know my dad played it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else around us.
We grew up on that kind of music.
So I was like, oh, I was like, they're doing a technically, I was like, it's music. I was like, but at the same time, they're doing an 8-bit style. I was like, so therefore I can turn it into a video game thing.
Yeah.
Because obviously we don't typically cover music and stuff unless it's like game rewards and it's like the scores and the, you know, actual like best soundtracks or whatever.
Right.
I know we don't typically dive into the actual music aspects or our interest in music, but I feel like the Offspring is doing 8-bit videos and then everything else of like songs that, you know, definitely was what we was listening to as kids. I was like, I can implement this both into one thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. So did you watch the music video?
Yeah. Yeah. I watched the one which, only thing it really throws you off is the fact that it's 8-bit, so you don't get actual lyrics.
Yeah.
At least the one I watched didn't. I think they were doing a couple of them. Not necessarily just one. Because I seen one of You're Going to Go Far, too.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, for years now, because, you know, my oldest kid's almost five, I've been using, you know, like their law, like different lullabies and stuff from the Offspring to put the kids down to sleep. So, yet again, Offspring has always been big in my life. And I was like, oh, they're doing a video game crossover, technically.
Yeah, pretty cool. They're definitely a good band. Listen to them all the time.
About a video game, but they dropped it. In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Actually pay for it, not get a discounted version.
I get a discounted version.
Alright. On to the next one. Power manager tells community to stop being dramatic over the game reward snub.
Yeah. Power World's absence from the Game Awards nominations has caused some fans to think the game was snubbed. The Power World's community manager has weighed in, saying it doesn't think the game was snubbed. Some of the Game Awards 2024 nominees have caused controversy. Pocket Pair's global community manager, John Bucky Buckley, has now addressed these accusations, humorously implying that the gamers must stop reading so much into the game's lack of nominations. No, I don't think Power World was snubbed, Bucky revealed on Twitter. Twitter has become such a banterless place. Stop being so overdramatic, gamers. Not everything is a conspiracy. With typical humor, he then suggested that aside from Power World, other great games also missed out on the Game Awards 2024 nominations. That being said, joked Bucky, Satisfactory was 1,000% snubbed, and I'll be voicing that opinion ad nauseam at the Game Awards in person. So this guy was pretty much just making a joke out of being snubbed. You know, he don't think he was snubbed. I do think Power World should have been a nominee. I really do, because if it released later in the year instead of January, it definitely would have. But one of the first biggest game in the year, you know, by the end of the year, it's obviously going to die down. So,
yeah, because I mean, obviously, we covered at the beginning of the year, it broke records of downloads and everything else.
Yeah, a game that broke so many records like that, not being a nominee, is kind of stupid, in my opinion. But
so I think it's two things. I think it's how early in the year it got released, because obviously it was beginning of January. And the lawsuit.
Yeah, maybe.
I think there's two reasons, and those are two reasons, that it potentially got snubbed. Which, I mean, granted, they're throwing in a mobile game, well, a card mobile game at that, and, you know, a DLC as potential Game of the Year winners.
I did see that card game, the sales have spiked since it was announced as a nominee.
Huh. I thought about downloading and playing it, but I was like, no, I'm not going to give it the love it probably deserves.
It's a card game. I don't...
Now, if I was out there hunting or whatever, and just sitting there, nothing to do on my phone, then yeah, I'd probably hop on there and definitely download it in. But...
I'd rather play an emulator. I'd just play Game Boy games on my phone.
I'm not that fancy. But yeah, it's... He definitely made a good joke with it, but... Yeah, it's... People are being dramatic about it, but at the same time, it is, like I said, definitely one factor opposed to... It's definitely how early release. It can always cause an issue with... If your game's going to last throughout the year or not.
It still gets a lot of players, you know, it still has a ton of players, but, and plus they announced that crossover.
Mm-hmm. Plus now they're part of Sony to an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're collaborating with Sony, which I'm sure Pocket Pair in the future will, Sony will come in and help, I'm sure of it, in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they're both Japanese companies.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, if it ever comes a day to where the lawsuit's over and, you know, 5-6 years down the road and they're like, oh yeah, let's make a Power War 2 or whatever.
The company that would benefit more would be Nintendo, because, you know, it's kind of, they kind of do something similar on the, you know, Pokemon, which you guys have heard of it, do something a little similar to Power World, you know, so they both could benefit if Nintendo wasn't so stuck up and suing them.
Yeah, definitely not a fan of Nintendo's decision on that.
No, I like Nintendo and I take up for them a lot of times, but that's a stupid decision. And it's not even really going to even shut the game down. It's just going to change some things, maybe, if they win the lawsuits. Power World's not going anywhere. It's not going to shut it down. It just might change some things if Nintendo wins the lawsuit.
And our biggest thing right now is that GTA mod from like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
The Dirty Old Crew. And they're just like, why didn't you sue them? Like,
yep.
It's a big old... Because even though it was a modder, it's still Rockstar allowed it.
Yep.
Instead of disbanding it. But it's a bigger company.
Yeah, Parker Pair. I mean, they made a lot of money in this past year, but before Power World, nobody ever heard of Parker Pair. So.
Still a little early to tell. I mean, that lawsuit and everything else, because I'm sure it'll drag on for,
years.
I say at least in the next, like, year's quarter for it. At the earliest.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that's going to be quick. It's not like an FTC thing where it's a time-sensitive thing.
Well, and if they had enough evidence to make it obvious, it would be quick. But them just nitpicking like how they throw the ball and crap, that's what's going to take it forever. Just a little crap that they're trying to sue them over.
I mean, if they release quality Pokemon games, you wouldn't have to worry about losing people to Power World.
Yeah.
Because their past, what, 4 or 5 generations of games have been absolutely terrible rating-wise? Well, pretty much the whole Switch life cycle.
Pretty much, except for Legends Arceus.
Yeah. Which is the only one they would really have an argument of purpose for.
Yeah, because that's the one that Power World's the most like.
Mm-hmm.
It's Legends Arceus. And it is the best Pokemon game, I think, ever, really, but
I still ain't played it.
It's good. It's really good, but, I mean, honestly, you might as well stick with Power World, because Power World took Arceus and made it better by adding arc-like features.
Yeah. Pretty much. The Arceus is just go around and actually do into capturing while not really so much of the survival.
Yeah. There's less slavery in Arceus.
That's a given.
Yeah. And they are making a sequel to Arceus.
I mean, they want to get techno about the quote-unquote slavery part for the animals. What do they consider like a workhorse or anything like that in today's time? It's just a work animal. It's not considered slavery per se.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, granted, in our world, you know, a horse can't craft a gun, but still the same concept.
Yeah. I think
so.
Just having them work for you and crap, it just makes it better. It's not slavery because you help them sometimes. You know,
like,
they do stuff while you're not at your base, but you go around, you help them craft
something. That's
something
I would call like, I think PETA would just jump in and be like, oh yeah, they started the whole slavery trend for Power World. I'm just like, no. I'm just like, for one, they're fake animals. Like, and two, I was like, if you have an animal, like I said, yet again, if you got like a quite literal workhorse, it's not considered slavery for that horse. It's part of its duty. If you got a service dog, that dog's not a slave. It's doing what it was trained to do.
Yeah.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
PETA's a joke.
Same concept.
PETA's a joke.
It is. All right. Getting off topic here, but get back into it. Ryzen has got a gaming handheld now.
Yeah, the 1X player has just announced that their first gaming handheld equipped with the latest AMD processor is now shipping. This is the first known gaming handheld featuring Strix Point APU, now available for purchase. But specs aside, one really needs a good reason to pay this much. So it says the OneFly F1 Pro is the first device shipping with either Ryzen AI9-365 or Ryzen AI9-HX370. Both are Strix Point Zen 5 CPUs that also feature AMD's latest RDNA 3.5 integrated graphics. The architecture upgrade aside, there are also more CPU and GPU cores, which undoubtedly bring direct performance boost. The F1 Pro has one great feature that many flagship systems on the market do not have. This is the OLED panel, 7-inch 1080p panel to be specific, that offers a refresh rate of 144Hz. That's a bit faster panel than the Zotac Zones, which is 120Hz. Then it just says those who want the best APU will have to pay at least $1,339 US dollars, which is 91% more than the ROG Ally X. And the 1X Fly F1 Pro pricing, there's apparently 6 different models, the cheapest being $1,099. The most expensive being $1,699. I'm not going to read all of them, but just I'll go the lowest and the highest. The lowest is AMD AI9-365, 32 gigabytes of RAM, and a 1 terabyte SSD with $1,099, like I said. The most expensive one, top tier, is AMD AI9-HX370, 64 gigabytes of RAM, 2 terabyte SSD, with $1,699. So I get the convenience of having a handheld PC. I have one. I have the ROG Ally. So, but to pay that much for one, I don't think you should just get a desktop PC at that point. You can get a cheaper gaming PC that'd be more powerful. Especially, don't get me wrong, for a lower tier, the lowest to have 32 gigabytes of RAM, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But you can also get a desktop PC for around that price for 64 gigabytes RAM. If you look somewhere, you know, if you want to settle for an Intel CPU, you get one for 64 gigabytes RAM.
And if you're still just looking for a, you know, actual handheld, just go to Rogala like Ashton has.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 91% cheaper, and you're losing 24 frames per second because Hertz transfers the frames per second.
Yeah.
So you get 120 FPS, and then with the 91% more, you get 144 FPS.
Yeah. And the original Ally right now is like $350 on Best Buy. And the regular $500 since the X came out. The X is $800. So, I mean, it's a lot cheaper than the base tier of $1,000 and $1,099.
Yeah.
So, sure. I don't think this is going to sell well. I mean, yeah, it's got a more powerful chip. It's got more RAM than the base Ally, but it's 91%. More expensive.
They're acting like that's what they specialize in.
Yeah. And chip, the next generation of the Z1s, it's probably going to be the Z2, is going to be in the next Ally. So it's going to be more powerful than this chip. So just if you're wanting the more powerful, just wait on that.
Yeah. And it'll probably be out within the next year or two.
Yeah.
That's just insane, but they're that big of a price difference.
I mean, there's other handheld PCs out there, and nobody is charging this much. So I don't know what makes them think that people are going to buy their handheld over the competition.
Especially since their name is the graphics card and stuff, but that's the only thing people know them for. They don't know them for their actual compatibility for the actual PC itself.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's some people who probably got their PC and it's all straight AMD stuff, but it's highly unlikely.
Yeah,
especially if you don't build your own.
Yeah, I mean, my PC's both CPU and GPU are both right or AMD, but most of the time you're going to get an AMD CPU and then an NVIDIA GPU, usually, like, you know, that. Yeah, like Colin. But I wanted both AMD, so that's what I got.
I mean, yeah, they're good with their graphics cards and stuff, but it's is it worth paying, you know, $700 more for?
No. When they still make chips for the Ally and other handheld PCs.
And if you're really handy in that type of stuff, I'm sure you can put one of those chips into the Ally.
Take some skill, but yeah, you could do it.
Yeah. That's what I said, if you're fit for that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely not me. I get scared of a normal PC.
I could probably do it, but I probably wouldn't attempt it. I'd change one out of a regular PC all day long, but not a handheld PC that's not made to change them out.
Time for one more.
Oh, yeah.
The new zombie trailer dropped for Black Ops 6.
Yeah. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 didn't make fans wait for the first two zombie maps, which launched alongside the game at the end of October. The next stop on the roadmap is Citadel des Morts, a massive French castle in Avalon. The zombie storyline continues with the Requiem crew after their escape from Terminus. And in the first cinematic trailer for the new map, the team runs into an old friend. I don't know how to say a name. Sergei Ravanov. Most of the trailer takes place in Sergei's perspective, and he's genuinely surprised to see his old allies alive. But this isn't a social call, as the team is looking for a man named Gabriel Kraft, who may be able to bring back Maxis? Whatever. Presumably, they're referring to Samantha Maxis, an adversary turned ally before her untimely demise when she sacrificed herself to seal the dark Aether portal. Sergi seems to be intrigued by Maya Aguinaldo, the team's new addition. However, he's less than thrilled to see that they're working with William Peck. If you guys don't know who Peck is, play Terminus. The team's goals may align with Peck's for now, but he's almost certainly going to betray them at some point, even if he did arrange their escape from Terminus. The Citadel Dust Mort's map will launch on December 5th, and the main story quest will go live simultaneously. Treyarch previously shared details about the new perks and the classic zombie features that will be included in this map. The zombies campaign is just a small part of the ongoing Call of Duty Black Ops 6 Season 1 roadmap, as Activision and Treyarch plan to keep players engaged for as long as possible. So, I'm sure you actually watched the trailer. I did not, so I didn't have time. So, that's why I got an article that explained what was in it.
Yeah, you basically word for word what happened in a trailer. Honest few cuss words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome that they're already getting prepped for that map. Citadel de Mortis, I think, is the true pronunciation of it, but I'm not French, so I don't
know. Yeah, I'm not French, so I have no idea.
I believe that's what they said in the actual trailer itself, because they do mention the thing in the trailer. But, I mean, it looks cool. It's obviously, if you played the Easter egg and got the story from the Easter egg, then it makes sense going on to it. But if you're just watching the trailer just to watch it, like, yeah, you can make out what's happening. But it's a deeper thing if you've actually got on there and beat the Terminus Easter egg.
Got to the final boss twice and died, so I haven't actually beat it, but
I got carried. I was playing with, I think, three prestige fours.
Nice.
Yeah, and I think they had 1,200, 1,000, and like 900 kills, and I was down there with like 300.
Nice.
I definitely got carried all the way on that one. Then I attempted it yesterday without the directed mode. And we all died in the gas when we was hacking the buoy. So it was basically the last step before you went to go face the boss.
Those buoys suck.
Yeah, they do. But yeah, that new map, which I'm sure they're probably going to paywall it and do like a season pass, part of the battle pass, season pass thing, like they've always done for Black Ops games. So I'm sure that map will be behind a paywall. It just hasn't officially stated it yet.
Maybe. I don't know. They might
add it
free.
If they're trying to keep the community engaged, they may make it free.
I think they would. Because it won't keep as many people engaged if it's behind the paywall. I'd probably get it. I mean, I have the battle pass, so, you know, I'd get it or whatever, but not most people wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't. My days of buying their extra stuff is over. I ain't done it since, I think, Ghost, in all actuality.
I think the only other DLC I had was Black Ops 2.
Yeah, I done Black Ops 2 and I done Ghost, and then I ain't done it since. So hopefully they're like, oh yeah, since we're going to keep engagement, we'll just make this map for free and then try to do Easter egg on it, which I'm sure they'll probably do the same thing. They'll probably drop it, not do like a directed mode for a little bit, and then once it's been out for a hot minute, drop the directed mode for that map as well.
Yeah. The way I seen it, though, technically they get the game free, so it's like, I can buy the battle pass.
The way you view it.
Yeah, that's the way I view it. Technically, got a $70 game for free, so I can buy the battle pass.
Yeah. I guess, even though you're paying 15-ish a month for the game pass. Oh, yeah, because you got the whatever
discount. It's actually regular 20 now, but I don't ain't paying that. I get it cheaper. About half price. Over half price.
Yeah. But I believe that is all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you for watching or listening. You follow our socials on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Discord. You got merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. I think that's it.
Yep, think so.
All right. Later, guys.
Catch you guys next week.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind bioseries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.